Welcome to episode 8 of Business English Marketing mini-series from English Plus Podcast, and this is the final episode of our mini-series about business English marketing. We will talk in this episode about e-commerce. We will talk about B2C, B2B, and B2G. Now, don't worry, I will tell you what these things mean, and we will talk about Web 2.0, e-commerce companies, and some word combinations with the word online. B2C, B2B, and B2G. What do these mean? Now, selling to the public on the internet is business to consumer, or B2C e-commerce. So there you go. B2C is an abbreviation for business to consumer, directly from the business to the consumer. That's B2C. Now, we have business to business e-commerce, or B2B, with firms communicating with and ordering from their suppliers over the internet. And that is what we call e-procurement. Now, the internet is also changing the way that citizens deal with their governments. In some places, you can already communicate with government departments, apply for government contracts, and pay taxes using the internet. Businesses doing this are using the internet for business-to-government or B2G purposes. So here we have these three abbreviations, B2C, and that is business-to-consumer, B2B, business-to-business, and B2G, business-to-government. And now let's talk about an important thing in the world of e-commerce. Of course, I will have to say that e-commerce can never be covered in only one episode. Maybe if you like the idea and if you would like to learn more about e-commerce, maybe we can create a special mini-series about e-commerce. But at least the important ideas, or in general, I'm talking about e-commerce as part of marketing that has to do with business English. So now let's talk about Web 2.0. You might have seen that before, you might have heard of it, but what does it mean? What does it actually mean when we say Web 2.0, Web 2.0, or Web 2.0, as it is usually called? Now let's talk a little bit about the history of the internet. There is something that has to do with the first phase of selling over the internet. Now, the first phase of selling over the internet ended with the dot-com bust of 2001, when many internet sellers went out of business. Now, sometimes this is also referred to as the dot-com bubble. This was a stock market bubble caused by excessive speculation of internet-related companies in the late 1990s, and that is a period of massive growth in the use and adoption of the internet. Now, between 1995 and its peak in March 2000, the NASDAQ Composite Stock Market Index rose 400%, only to fall 78% from its peak by October 2002, giving up all its gains during the bubble. Now, during the crash, many online shopping companies such as Pets.com, Webvan, Boo.com, as well as several communication companies such as WorldCom, Northpoint, Communications, and Global Crossing failed and shut down. Now, some companies such as Cisco, whose stock declined by 86%, Amazon.com, and Qualcomm lost a large portion of their market capitalization, but they survived. So in this time, we call it the dot-com bust, or the dot-com bubble that led to the bust, obviously. A lot of internet companies failed and shut down. Some of them survived, and some of them survived and got out of this problem a lot stronger. I mean, think of Cisco and Amazon.com. Amazon.com, the biggest e-commerce in the world, and Cisco Systems, of course, now is one of the leading companies in the world. So some of these companies survived, but a lot of internet companies failed and shut down. That is what we call the dot-com bust. And I promise you, that's all the history I'm going to talk about today, except for a couple of things that I will mention later about Amazon. But again, this is the first phase of selling that ended in the dot-com bust of 2001, when many internet sellers went out of business. Now, we are now in a more stable phase of internet selling, dominated by a few big websites such as Amazon and eBay. Now, this second phase is sometimes referred to as Web 2.0. That is the idea of Web 2.0, the second phase of internet selling. Now, Web 2.0 is also used to refer to the increasing importance of social networking sites such as Facebook, video sharing sites such as YouTube, blogs, and collaborative sites where people work together on particular projects. Now, the best-known collaborative site example is Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia entirely written by users. So that is, in general, what Web 2.0 means. And that is an essential part of e-commerce. So you need to understand what Web 2.0 is, and the big world, actually, of Web 2.0 to at least know your way in e-commerce. Now, let's talk a little bit about e-commerce companies. And of course, here we will talk about two of the biggest e-commerce companies, Amazon and eBay. Now, Amazon was founded in 1994 and launched online in 1995 by Jeff Bezos. It started by selling books, but now sells everything from jewelry to electronics. It also hosts other sellers on its site. Other sellers can offer their goods as well on Amazon, and they take a commission for it. Now, the commission is a percentage of the money you make from sales, and they take that from the products they sell on their site. eBay is different from Amazon, of course, but still an important e-commerce company. eBay was founded in 1995 by Pierre Omidyar. It's an auction site. So it's not like Amazon. They don't just sell stuff. It's an auction site linking buyers and sellers, a method of selling where buyers put in bids. Now, the bids are those increasing offers. I put $100, then you come and put $110, then somebody comes and puts $150, etc. That's what we call bids, increasing offers for goods. And the highest bidder, the person offering the most, wins. And eBay takes a commission on each sale. So these are two examples of course, very successful e-commerce companies and maybe the biggest two e-commerce companies in the world. But to finish talking about our e-commerce episode, let's talk about some word combinations with the word online. Now, online selling is only one form of e-commerce, but we have some others as well. We have online banking, we have online dating, online gambling, gaming, online brokerage, online travel, and online fundraising. So it's not only online selling, right? So what do these words mean? Now, with online banking, you can check the state of your bank account, for example. With online dating, you can find a partner. With online gambling or gaming, you can make and lose money in game of chance. With online brokerage, you can buy and sell shares, etc. With online travel, you can make bookings for flights. With online fundraising, nonprofit organizations can raise money. So online is not just about online selling. It can be online banking, dating, gambling, brokerage, travel, fundraising, and a lot of other stuff, of course. A lot of other combinations that we can use with the word online, but I just wanted to mention some of them here. So with that being said, that is everything that I wanted to share with you about marketing in our Business English Marketing mini-series. I hope you liked the information that I shared with you about marketing in this mini-series. We had 8 episodes, so I hope you had the chance to listen to all of the 8 episodes because I kind of divided the information into 8 episodes. So you see, it is a series. And again, I want to remind you, if you want to practice the things we've talked about in this mini-series, you have the PDF downloadable booklet that you can find on our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, or on our Patreon page. With that being said, thank you very much for listening to Business English Marketing Series, and I will see you again in other series, in other exclusive series for our patrons on Patreon. Please share what you think with me. Tell me what you liked about the series. Tell me what you didn't like about the series. If you have any ideas for series to include in the future, please send me and I will definitely consider what I can include in the future. Now, I have already prepared mini series for the next couple of months, but I still don't have any plans for after that. So if you have any good ideas that you want me to talk about, I'll consider them. And if I can include them, I will definitely do that. Thank you very much for listening to the series and for listening to this episode. This is your host, Danny. I will see you again in other series, and I will definitely see you in English Plus Podcast daily episodes. Until next time.